This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we have enormous gratitude for you, our fine listeners. Hope you had a great weekend. Back with a brand new busy week. A lot going on. A lot happening. What are we doing today and tomorrow? We're in Bismarck, North Dakota at the Bismarck Event Center for the Main Street ND Summit. You just heard Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford talk a little bit about that. Governor Doug Burgum about to take the stage here to a packed house. And then tomorrow, the governor will join us, do a little recap of his talk for this group here as well. So we look forward to that conversation today and tomorrow. Wednesday, of course, the Talk Radio Town Hall and Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's back in the news as someone who has acknowledged that there are a number of people encouraging him to reconsider his decision to run for the United States Senate. What do you think about that? That's my text question of the day. In fact, today, tomorrow, and leading up to our conversation on Wednesday, we'll do a little informal poll, if you will, and we'll do that one by text. Todd, should we give away another MyPillow for that deal? I think we probably should, shouldn't we?
Why not?
Yeah, because our caller from Hertzfield is so excited that she got one. We gave one away to a caller last hour who did a marvelous job of talking about growing up in Hertzfield and the downtown, the main street there, and coming back after having been in Seattle, and just, I don't know, I just had this Norman Rockwell painting unfolding as she's telling the story. It was so darn
very
cool.
Very charming town.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it's kind of neat. Somebody told me now, this came up during the break, so they were listening on the way in. In fact, Chuck Hoagie, as a matter of fact. Chuck heads up the technology incubator in Fargo at NDSU, and said he was listening all the way out. We kept him company, which is nice. But said there's a cool little ice cream shop in Hertzfield. I don't know if you knew that at all, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So anyway, she did a nice job, and if you text us, just yes or no, that's all you have to text, yes or no, to the question of should Congressman Kevin Cramer run for the Senate? He's saying that he is...
Wait, what?
Should Congressman Cramer run for the U.S. Senate?
So that's back in play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There was a story over the weekend that he is being strongly encouraged by some rather significant individuals to reconsider that decision. And he's clearly not trying to talk about this publicly too much, but did acknowledge that he was thinking about that. So I thought maybe we could, you know, give him a little guidance from the audience. So come Wednesday when he's on, we have a little tally, you know, yes or no. Should he do it? Because they're encouraging him to do it. Now he's got to decide, okay, yes, or no, I'm going to not do it. Like I said last time, I'm not doing it. But what should he do based on that? Yes or no? All you got to text, and somebody will win a free MyPillow out of that deal. Okay? And we'll just keep that going over the next couple of days and keep a little tally going. And that's what we're up to here. Next, I want to introduce you to someone that is one of the keynote speakers here. Robert Gibbs from the Gibbs Planning Group will be speaking later this afternoon as part of the Main Street ND event to talk a little bit about reinventing, reinvigorating downtowns, malls, anywhere there's retail. Robert, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
Good morning. Fine.
We should tell everybody this is not the same Robert Gibbs that once was press secretary for Barack Obama. This is a different Robert
That's
Gibbs.
That's right.
Right, because they
same
can't
name.
They can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let them
Thank
know.
You.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me a little bit about how you got ingrained in this topic of retail in downtowns.
I'm a professional landscape architect and worked for planning and revitalizing cities for years and then shifted over to work for the largest shopping center developer in the country. And learned the insights of what makes shopping malls profitable. And so for the last 30 years, we've been applying that science of what makes shopping malls work to the unique characteristics of downtowns.
First, out of curiosity, I have to ask you, when you answer the question, how do you make shopping centers work, how do you make them go, that's changing day right now, isn't it?
Right, the whole shopping center industry is unraveling very quickly. It's forecast that 25 to 35% of the enclosed shopping malls will be closed in the next 5 years.
I was down in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul this past weekend, and my wife and daughter were doing a little shopping, and I was amazed that, you know, Mall of America has vacancies, although that's got to be the, I would assume, one of the go-to places. But I mean, the outlet malls, empty spots, you know, and really, Bloomington, some of the areas where there were, you know, every strip mall's jam-packed full, not the case anymore. It's changing pretty quick.
Yeah, the whole industry is really in a crisis mode right now.
So what I've heard and read a lot about is that people who, if they're going to go to a store to buy something, they want an experience. Is that right?
That's exactly right, especially the millennials. They just don't want to do buying. They want to do shopping and have an experience when they go
to the store. What does that mean? What is an experience? What is a retail experience?
It means that they want to be entertained and they want to be challenged and they want to find things in the store and they want to have the service that they can't get online. They like having face-to-face conversations with the sales clerks.
Does that pencil out from a standpoint of, can retail make it with that kind of an experience?
I think so. The Internet is only about 8% of retail sales today, so still 92 cents of every dollar is being spent in stores. And I think the right practices, retail can compete with the Internet.
Now, we're here at the Main Street ND Summit, which is largely about, revitalizing all of our communities and getting a good dialogue going about how do we have, the kind of communities that people will want to live and work in, right?
Yeah.
What advice do you have for North Dakota as you know it now? What do we need?
Well, you have to have vibrant cities to be a competitive state. The major employers in the country right now are looking for major downtowns that work. The 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds only want to work in vibrant downtowns.
What is it? Well, just describe that for me. I know what the word vibrant means, but paint a picture for me.
It means that they have walkable sidewalks, narrow streets, that there's a collection of goods and services that they like to go to. They like to go to coffee houses and restaurants. And
they want that feel, that vibe, that kind of, it's got to have some energy to it.
That's right. And they want people in the downtown. They find it very boring to work in suburban office parks today where they have to drive to a chain restaurant.
Now, what you've just described makes perfect sense in Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck. Probably not too many cities beyond that population level that could have what you're talking about. Am I right?
No, it works even with very small cities. We're working with cities that have populations in the hundreds, and you can still have a very vibrant downtown with a very small population that... Even if you just have one restaurant or one coffee shop and a couple of goods and services, it doesn't take a lot to make a walkable place. It's really scalable from the hamlet to the village to the town to the city.
Does retail work in that environment?
Yes, retail can work, but you have to be extra sharp at what you do. We just restored a very small village in northern Michigan called Walloon Village. It only has a population of 350 people. But we were able to put in pop-up retail and other measures that...
What is pop-up retail?
It's a temporary small shop in a hut, and the shops are as small as 50 square feet.
What, are they selling sheets like the guys in the malls, or what are they, drones, or what are they selling?
They sell handcrafted goods that people are making in their homes, and these are small craftsmen that can't afford to sign a five-year lease for a big space, but they can sign a summer lease or a month-to-month lease. And when we combine 15 or 20 of them together, you can create a critical mass of interesting shopping. And so in Walloon, people are driving an hour and a half to go there, and it's become a major attraction for northern Michigan.
So, yeah, in that case, small town, you can't expect, Sears is going to come in, right?
Right.
I mean, any kind of retail of a chain like nature or big-time retail, you're not going to get, but find something unique, huh?
But you should strive to locate whatever retail comes into your region in your downtown. Even if it is a national chain, even if it's a drugstore, even if it's a big box, we recommend that you try to attract those to your main street, but just have very high design standards for the way the building is designed and sited.
What do you know of the work you do? What when you look at North Dakota, what most impresses you, and what do you see needs the most work?
Well, North Dakota has a series of really beautiful downtowns, and it has a lot of suburban sprawl. But the architecture and the scale of the downtowns are very, very beautiful in North Dakota.
And I'm going to talk about this sprawl thing a little bit. We're going to have to do this on the other side of the break. But, you know, sprawl happens everywhere, right?
Yes.
Why?
It's easier and it's cheaper. And a lot of times it's been outlawed to redevelop downtowns. And it's just a dumb zoning.
What do you mean outlawed? Just,
well, in some cities they don't allow mixed use. They don't allow certain size retail. And they make it easier to go outside of town and buy cheap land and build.
I see what you're saying. All right. So the strict, within the city limits, the strict zoning, pushes people out.
That's right.
And then you end up with a consequence you don't necessarily want.
That's right.
Yeah. When you say it's cheaper, I mean, couldn't I make the argument that if I have land that already has infrastructure, that it's cheaper to do it in the core of the community rather than out?
In the macro picture, it's cheaper and more sustainable to build into downtown. But the land is usually less expensive in the suburbs, and many communities are willing to drag the sewers and highways out to them.
More of this conversation when we continue from the Main Street ND Summit in Bismarck. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active-duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email Scott H. at FlagFamily.com, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio God Mitchell, Scott Hannon Live, What's on Your Mind, Monday edition, brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, by the way. Our thanks to our friends at High Plains Apache, where you can find any part you may need. Remember that as we get closer to growing season. The parts, they have them, 50,000 of them right there. And you know, when you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks who know spray application. Nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service. Full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache in Mandan. Call them at 701-663-2375 in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29. Back with more of our conversation from the Main Street ND event. I'm getting a bunch of texts, and I'll recap some of these and some of the comments. But I'll give you one example of the fact that we're getting probably 3-1 yeses to nos here. Here's one of the yes comments. The question of the day that we're going to extend into tomorrow and into Wednesday is, should Congressman Kevin Cramer rethink his decision and run for the United States Senate? Reports are that he's being strongly encouraged to do so by people like the President of the United States, for instance. So should he succumb to that? Should he? What should he do? This texter says yes, because if Heidi wins, I will need that my pillow to sleep. Very creative. We're going to give one of our maybe two, one or two of our. We'll give a yes and a no answer. How about that? Because every answer is a good answer. We want your opinion. What's on your mind? Just text me 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. We'll do the contest on my phone on that text. Just to make it easier to keep track of this, but if you text out, he'll forward it on. Just a little tougher when we pick a winner. 701-367-2054. Okay, back with more of our conversation now with Robert Gibbs, one of the keynote speakers here at the Main Street ND event. And Mr. Gibbs has also written the book Urban Retail, teaches a course on this topic at Harvard that is an open enrollment course, which is kind of cool too. Robert, thanks again for joining us. Looking forward to this. So I want to talk a little bit more about the small thing. If our audience here in North Dakota hears the word infill or sprawl or vibrant communities or planning, they instantly think that this is Big Brother. This is the UN. This is like some of these crazy planning things where they're going to tell us how we have to live and we have to use this amount of space, da-da-da-da-da. Should they be worried about that?
I don't think so. You should always be worried about big government. But our mission is to make downtowns as an alternative, so that if somebody wants to live in a walkable environment, if they want to work in an environment, walkable environment, that option is out there. And research indicates that about half of Americans are split on this. About half of Americans love living in the suburbs, and we say God bless them. And about half of Americans want to live in walkable downtowns.
So freedom is what's important to me, right?
Freedom to choose.
And the freedom of deciding what I want to do, and also freedom for these towns to decide, hey, re-energizing our downtown is something we want to do. Well, we don't. Okay, well, it works for the towns that do. It makes a lot of sense, but maybe others want to invest their dollars elsewhere. Leave it up to them. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So back to the sprawl thing again. Sprawl is really the enemy of what you're talking about.
Well, it's an option for people to have. It's expensive, but it is an option. What we're trying to do is revitalize downtowns so that people can live and work and shop in a walkable environment.
And you just sort of say, if we do that right, then nobody will want sprawl, or there'll be less of it.
Half of the people will always want sprawl, and we say that's fine.
Sprawl just seems like a bad word, but you're saying suburb meaning, right?
Yeah, and suburbs are beautiful, and they're fine for a lot of people.
But you live in one, don't you?
We live in a small town.
Do you?
Yeah, small town Birmingham. But the economic drivers right now in this economy are urban environments. That's why Amazon is seeking to locate their 50,000 jobs in a strong urban environment. And Detroit didn't make the shortlist, the 20 shortlist for that, because it doesn't have the regional urbanism that Amazon's looking for.
And what is regional urbanism? Sorry to keep asking you to define these words for me, but I'm just trying to understand the phrases.
It's areas that have some sort of mass transit. It could be buses, areas that are well-planned and that are contained so that they're fairly walkable.
But what's that look like in North Dakota, knowing you have a largely a rural state with four communities that are, larger by our standards, but not by, most of the 50 state standards. What is your describing your vision look like here?
I think North Dakota has that already. You have Fargo and several nice large cities, and really hundreds and hundreds of small towns and villages.
And would it be, in your view, of the vision of urban retail and of having these choices for people to live, would it be smart for people to look at a Fargo and say, that's a downtown that is worth trying to find something like that works for your town, even if you're a town of 200 people?
You could borrow some of the better practices. You have, and Fargo, as you know, has been extremely successful. It's building hotels and shops and restaurants, and it's doing really, really well. And Fargo just got rated as one of the best small cities in the United States.
When you look at downtown Fargo, how does it compare in your world when you're talking to folks all across the USA about urban retail?
Well, downtown Fargo has a nice variety of retail shops that are, and restaurants that are very successful. It's got hotels and major employment centers, and it's surrounded by really strong neighborhoods. And reports that I've seen indicate that downtown Fargo and then people in the homes around them are renting and selling for higher per square foot prices than the outlying suburbs, because there is this demand, especially for empty nesters and millennials, for about half of them to live in walkable communities.
Back to the retail, before we let you go here a little bit, what's retail going to look like 10 years from now?
I think it's going to be more urban. About 25-35% of the malls are going to close in the next 5 years. And a lot of those retailers are going to want to stay in the market where they were operating. The malls are closing because they're losing their department stores. And a lot of those retailers are running to cities. And even the national chains right now are locating in downtowns because that's where the action is and that's where the higher profits can be for them.
And what happens to malls?
The malls that are closing are good redevelopment sites. They're usually well located with good transportation systems, and they're surrounded by stable neighborhoods and infrastructure. So a lot of the malls are just going to be torn down and turned into little walkable towns.
Hey, you think that's literally coming at us at a fast pace, 5-10 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've already worked on 5, where we're taking the malls, tearing them down, and building a little main street and shops and multifamily housing and office and government and civic centers.
Is that tracking cold climates as well?
Especially in cold climates, believe it or not, the outdoor shopping environments have higher sales than Florida because it's so hot in Florida. And so,
how about outlet malls?
Outlet malls are stalling right now. They were on fire for the last 20 years. But I think people have come to realize that they're not the discount. They're not getting the quality of the goods and services, and they're not getting the discount that they were promised.
He wrote the book Urban Retail, teaches a course on this at Harvard, and we'll be speaking about making downtown retail work for the group this afternoon from 3:45 to 4:45 as part of the Main Street ND event that is happening, a summit today and tomorrow at the Bismarck Event Center. Robert, thanks for the time. Interesting.
Thank you, Scott.
Enjoyed the conversation. Appreciate it very much. All right. Governor Burgum just taking the stage here now. Lieutenant Governor Sanford will follow him. More of our conversation, your calls, your questions, your comments when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you could save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Central Health Institute has come to North Dakota. I thought you had to go out of the country to get this done. No. If you're suffering from pain, from, well, maybe your knees, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, must attend stem cell therapy. Educational seminars are going on so you can find solutions for your pain and cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. You need to attend one of these regenerative medicine seminars. 1-888-973-1560. You can go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com to learn more and get signed up. 1-888-973-1560 or stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Quit having to live with chronic pain.
Back on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. We're broadcasting today from the Main Street ND Summit, which is taking place at the Bismarck Event Center. Governor Burgum on the stage right now, followed by Lieutenant Governor Sanford and a whole host of things on the agenda. And we spent a little time today just talking about what is Main Street ND. We're going to give you another example of what is Main Street ND in just a moment. It has to do with dashboards. Nothing to do with your 69 Chevy Vega dashboard, Todd, but a different kind of dashboard, you know. Stay tuned for more details. Or that purple gremlin that I know you're so proud of. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Good morning to you. Someone in North Dakota got your frigid and cold, snowy weather and brought it down to Sturgis. Like for them to take it back to North Dakota. It's only the low, like 4 above here. And it's kind of, we don't normally, we're not comfortable with this cold weather.
Well, if we find the guy, Gary, we will let him know that you'd like him to get back down there and take it back.
Yeah, I'm sure he will do that either this afternoon or this evening because we're supposed to have 50-degree weather again another day or two here.
First of all, I don't buy that, you know, South Dakota's like this, you know, paradise of warm weather compared to North Dakota. That's sort of a Minnesota thing. They always tell people in Minnesota you live in North Dakota, they go, oh, it's cold there. I go, seriously? I grew up in Minnesota.
Right. It starts in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and continues into Fargo and beyond there.
Nice try. I know it's a little, you know, there's a little bit of an edge off. You know, without the wind in the west, I'll give you that. But come on, it's winter is winter, give or take. You know, a few degrees, a couple miles, per hour in the wind speed. Gary, nice hearing from you. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'll update the tally on our little quick text poll related to news reports of Congressman Kevin Cramer reconsidering, based on some encouragement from folks about that Senate race. So stay tuned for that. And honestly, I think if there is grassroots sentiment on this to say, you know, this is important, that's something that will play a factor. So I don't think this is a bad idea to just maybe take a little moment to say, what do you think? What are your wishes? What do you want to have happen? We'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. Holly Holt is here. Holly's from the Department of Commerce. And she is going to tell us a little bit about a Main Street ND initiative that has to do with dashboards. How are you, Holly?
I'm fine, Scott. Thanks for having me today.
What is your job?
My job is Senior Manager of Strategic Initiatives. So really my focus right now is all about Main Street. I've had the opportunity to go out and visit 14 communities, looking forward to the next 15 that we're going to be visiting in the coming future. But it's really about, you know, listening to the communities and then delivering the right resources and tools that help simplify and streamline what they're working on.
So when you show up in a community, what do you first, just give me, walk me through kind of what you're asking, what you're looking for.
You bet. So communities have been raising their hand off of the MainStreetND.com website and saying, hey, I'm interested in this Main Street thing. Come out and visit with us a little bit. Tell us more about what you're thinking. The governor, the lieutenant governor, and a team of us from across state of ND are going out and having conversations with community leaders. You know, we encourage participation of students, seniors, community leaders across different boards and commissions to really just have a dialogue and understand what's going on in their community. You know we have an opportunity to continue to create healthy, vibrant communities, but it's really predicated on what's important to that individual community. It might be beautification of Main Street. It might be a full-on strategic plan, or it might be bringing in economic diversification. It really varies depending on the community.
I remember Governor Burgum, when he was a candidate for governor, talked a lot about how he was amazed how one community didn't really have any idea what was going on in the next community, didn't have much dialogue with the state, for instance, about different programs. And he used the term at the time, dashboards.
Yeah.
You know, any good leader needs a dashboard to have, the key data, the key goals front and center staring him in the face every day. And I remember pressing him, like, what do you mean dashboard, and sort of asking, and then just sort of understanding what he was talking about. By the end, these now exist, right? We've already got this. Your work is underway, and some of this stuff is available for all of us to see, right?
Work is underway. Today, in fact, while the governor is in doing his keynote, he's going to introduce these, so your listeners are getting to hear it firsthand. But available today off of the MainStreetND.com website is a link to a beta of the first round of community dashboards. And here's the deal. The first round is really about fundamental economics in communities. You know, if we think about dashboards, the governor's right. You know, where it starts is with the data, but it also levels the playing field. You know, one of the things that we hear when we go out to these communities is there's a lot of emotion. The park board has some passion about what they're doing. The arts council has interest in what they're doing. Beautification has an opinion. The school board may. And, you know, data tends to be the great equalizer. So when we built this dashboard, we did it with intention. We're starting with community leaders and a focus around just fundamental economics. And so within the dashboard itself, you can go and see simple community profile information that may help make sure that the community understands what the metrics are for their community. Moreover, it may be something they can use as an economic development tool. Talk about the health of their community, whether it's the income or the population disbursement or what the school is looking like. They can also compare. You know, one of the things that we see is when we're out in those communities, they're asking, well, what does this community look like compared to ours? Hopefully we can simplify that with the dashboard. So this release, again, is very much focused around the fundamentals of economics. But then again, we'll have a second release in April, more around livability. So things like, what's the child care situation in your community? Do we have enough child care if you brought a new business into that community? How long does it take for emergency services to show up? How close is health care across the board? All of those livability type of attributes. And then in June, this is where the big thing is. In June, we'll have the ability for communities to update it themselves. And, yes, there will be security around it. It won't be like Wikipedia. But but there are places where the best data is going to come from the community itself. And hey, we're not forcing anybody to use this dashboard. If you think there's value for your community, we'd love to have you use it. We'd love to hear your feedback. We'll continue to enhance it based on user feedback. But if you don't want to, there's no pressure.
Tell me, give me some examples of what this data tells us, what it shows us.
You bet. So from, again, a community profile information perspective, you can literally see what your population looks like over a period of time, understand your household income, what the households in your community look like, how long it takes for them to commute to work. You can compare it to another community if you want to. You'll understand where poverty is. One of the things that we found in our visits is people are surprised at the number of people that are living in poverty. And you have a different city conversation if you're talking about how do you fix a poverty situation or change your rate. You can understand median age. Again, this is really interesting for the community, but it's also interesting from an economic development perspective. You know, from a county level, you can look just at your own county or you can look at other counties. But it becomes kind of interesting to start looking at how you might compare county by county as well. We have some counties or communities that think of themselves as broader than the zip code, right? It might be a roll-up of four or five different communities that really are the metro area or the heart of that community. It'll give you a high-level overview of some of the state data around tax levied, and it can be sorted so you can understand really where we're at. And then you can start getting into financial information, which becomes super interesting, you know, understanding where taxes are at, whether it's, you know, your property tax, whether there's special tax or assessments that are being charged, what the valuation looks like across different property tax categories, whether it's agricultural land or centrally assessed tax, commercial property, residential property, et cetera. Then, you know, as you move through it, you also have the ability to start looking at some interesting information on Renaissance Zone. You've heard the governor talk about Renaissance Zone. And, you know, what that is really an opportunity for your community to help foster projects within a 20-block area that really build a healthy, vibrant community, certainly take care of helping remove some blight buildings, and enrich the community overall. From an education perspective, you can understand everything from the walk score that the governor talks about. Hey, you know, if your kids go to school at Ben Franklin, is that a walkable school? And walkable, Scott, as you know from conversations with the governor, is really, hey, within a mile, could you go and get a cup of coffee, or could not for the kids at the elementary, but get a candy bar, get some lunch. Is it a walkable distance?
How about property tax, or how about just dollars expended per school district?
Yeah.
Like the budgets.
So the budget information, what we're doing is at this point in time is we're linking back out to the data that's available from within DPI, the public instruction information. If we hear from our community leaders if that's something important to them, we have it. The data is here and downloadable.
This is a fascinating, everything Holly was just talking about, she walked through on a laptop, and it's really fascinating to look at it. You decide what you want to compare with, too, what counties, what cities, all of that, and all these different benchmarks.
You got it.
Wow, very interesting. How do people access that?
They're going to access it right off of the MainStreetND.com website, and they'll go out there, and there's a link, actually, that says, you know, click for the – it's a big green button that says click the dashboard. There's also information out there on providing feedback as well as a disclosure statement. This is all publicly available data, and I want to make sure that everybody understands that. It's stuff that's accessible today, but today it's coming from 10 different sources, including U.S. Census. And so rather than having people that, you know, are maybe wearing four or five hats in their community go and pick and pack and pull information from 10 different locations, we're trying to put it in one location to make it easier for them.
Fascinating. And, of course, ultimately, folks, the main thing here is this information gives leaders the ability to understand where the problems are, where the challenges are, where they're doing well, and act, right, rather than just sort of just have a gut feel and really with a proper benchmark across all the communities. I think it makes a lot of sense to have that. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
Very fascinating conversation, Holly Holt from the Department of Commerce. And MainStreetND.com is where you'll find those dashboards. Okay, back with our final segment, your last chance to get in on What's on Your Mind next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon buck.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On your mind? Last segment? Last chance to tell us what's on your mind. You heard a little bit about the Main Street ND initiative today and this summit that is happening here. Continues through tomorrow. We had a chance to talk about a couple of things in the news. I see there is some breaking news with President Trump announcing officially the rollout of a proposed $1.5 trillion infrastructure package. $200 billion of which would come from the federal government, offset through budget cuts. A plan to put a premium on states and local governments that scrounge up money for infrastructure projects without a hand from Washington. $50 billion for rural infrastructure projects and a revamp of federal permitting. I've heard lots of things related to the rural investment that will be part of that. So well, lots to dig in on there as well. Fascinating. All right, just trying to do some quick math here. Maybe we should just save the math for Wednesday, should we? We'll make the math a surprise.
Well, that way there you can still vote, too.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll keep this going. But we've asked for folks to share your thoughts by text. The incentive is a free MyPillow. The question is, should Congressman Kevin Cramer, he calls from people who are asking him to reconsider and run for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. And some of those people, by the way, include the President of the United States, I think probably most especially. So, you know, when that call comes, what do you say? Here's one listener. I vote no. Congressman Cramer is doing a great job where he is, and we have two great candidates already that should have no trouble beating Heidi, says a no vote.
Should.
I think Todd's put his finger on it there, folks. I think that I don't know this. I'm telling you this completely from an opinion that is informed by my own instincts and gut and not anybody saying, Scott, this is what's going on. My instincts are that the polling continues to show Congressman Kevin Cramer beating Heidi Heitkamp rather significantly. And if you are Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, if you are Republican leaders and you see a challenging few months ahead, okay, and you see a candidate in a race that could, you know, could, would, should, you don't, I mean, those are all, you know, nobody knows. But the data tells you now leads significantly against the opponent and says, no, thanks. I'm not going to do that. Of course you're going to do everything in your power to say, would you reconsider that? That just makes sense. I mean, imagine the Supreme Court of the United States, the next justice, resting on a North Dakota senator's vote. What senator do you want there? That's how you need to think of this, in my mind. This texter says, Scott, I'm a transplant to North Dakota. Listen to your show every day, and have since, ever since I got here over a year ago. I love this state and all it does for people. I strongly suggest that Congressman Cramer runs. He's a blessing for this state and stands for everything that we are. So everybody has a little different take on this. So keep those going. All you need to do, yes or no, text 701-367-2054. You're answering the question. You know the data is this. Encouragement is coming from the highest levels of our political world. Should he reconsider and run? Yes or no? 701-367-2054. And then what we'll do is Wednesday, when Congressman Cramer joins us for the Talk Radio Town Hall, we'll present him with what the wishes are of the What's On Your Mind audience. And meanwhile, for voting yes or no, you get a shot at a free MyPillow. How about that? Life is good. 701-367-2054 to share your vote today on the program. Okay? Stephen Fargo, you got the last minute of the program. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I think he should run big time. I think the success he's had in statewide races gives him a huge advantage over any of the other candidates right now. It'd be a home run. I just wanted to comment that Alan worrying about $600 flying to New York is just about laughable. When you know Nancy Pelosi wanted her own airplane when she was Speaker of the House. I mean, the priorities are ridiculous. Especially, it's pretty much established that the Obama administration used virtually every branch of government as a weapon to try to control political elections. I don't think that's debatable anymore, and the mainstream media is basically ignoring it. I think that's going to change with some more stuff coming out, but I am dumbfounded that what's going on with those, you know, idiot FBI agents and the shenanigans that went on with trying to get those warrants with, you know, basically bought and paid for information. Unbelievable.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. And folks, just to know how this works, look at the Adam Schiff memo. The Adam Schiff memo didn't exist until it was very obvious that there was going to be pressure to put out Devin Nunes' memo. So then they cook up a memo. They put a bunch of methods and sources in it, making it more difficult to release. And then when the president won't release it, they say he's hiding something. I mean, this is how they play. This is to create the distraction, get you away from it. And to your earlier point, the things that have gone on by the Obama administration. But in my mind, we're finding all that out. We're getting to it. I mean, between the House and Senate committees, between the Inspector General, all of it is going to come out. And you know what? There's going to be a price to pay, which I think is great. Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate the comments. Keep the survey answers coming at 367-2054, yes or no. More coming up next tomorrow. God bless you. Got to go.
Tubs, game tables, saunas, pools, they've got it all. The hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Vince is here. Every day made better, and some big savings going on right now to move out the 2017 models. Tell us.
Yeah, we have five showrooms across the state, and we're full of 2017 models. We want to clear them out. You can take advantage of special financing on them or even cash discounts on all in-stock remaining inventory.
Not to mention how every day will be made better for you in 2018, right?
That's right. It's one of the greatest health and wellness product categories on the market today. Hot water, a sauna, what it does for the body, using it daily. It's a miracle and it's magic.
Come on in, find out more about it, and take advantage of the great savings. Remember to use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member, and you'll get an additional savings up to $1,900. Promo code ACE at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and now Devil's Lake 2. Remember the promo code ACE.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.